from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to David Arena. David, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom, and thanks, Dan. I'm excited to be moving into that number one spot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's happening.
Well,
Dom,
as I understand it in the Inquirer, you learned about this, the allure of this, from somebody that had David some kind of rights. Essentially, you're already a successful entrepreneur, and you pounced.
Yeah, there were a couple of Philly-based entrepreneurs back in the 90s that sort of bought the company out of bankruptcy and kept the brand alive. But, you know, it was not the Horn and Hardart that you probably remember, Dom. So I met one of those entrepreneurs back in about 2017 or so, and I really fell in love with the brand. At the time, his name's Al. He was trying to revive the brand's coffee line, and I just remember being really sort of obsessed with the brand and the history of it. I love history. I love iconic American companies. And so this really sort of fit into that. And then when I was looking for my next job, I reached out to him in 2022 and said, hey, Al, I want to bring Horn and Hardart back, and not just the coffee, not just an automat. I want to bring the whole brand back. And it took some convincing. But here we are about a year and a half later, and we're rocking and rolling.
So was coffee the template, the face of the brand, David?
So coffee was. It originated in Philly in 1888. The first Horn and Hardart opened on South 13th Street in 1888, and they were widely known for their coffee. So it was a very, very high-quality coffee that you really couldn't get anywhere else at that time. And throughout the years even, Horn and Hardart sold about 90 million cups of coffee out of their automats every single year. So when we were looking to bring it back, the first thing that we realized, you know, would be probably the easiest and the best and the one that would set us up for long-term success was the coffee. So we're back. The coffee is available that was in the iconic automats. And that's, of course, on our website right now that we're shipping nationwide.
What's the website, David?
Hornandhardart.com.
And, David, what are the other products? Are there any other than the coffee at this point?
So the coffee is, we have some merchandise, but the coffee is our product at the moment that we're selling. And this next phase, the coffee really set us up for a retail location. And so that's our next plan. So the food that you probably remember, we've modernized the menu a little bit, but you're, I think, going to walk into a Horn and Hardart and feel very at home if you remember it, you know, going in the 80s or 70s.
The rice pudding. That's always with our listeners. They were crying with Horn and Hardart. It's the rice pudding, Dom. They caught.
So, you know, we've got that recipe still, so.
Oh, good, good. So my producer, Dan, does not get it, and you're a youngish guy, but you get it. You said you're in the article I read, somewhat of a history nerd. Of the appeal, you see it as line jumping or cutting. You don't have to wait for the waiter and waitress to come back for the millionth time just for something. You can go and get it.
Yeah. As much as I would love to bring this back as like a nostalgia, you know, place that I can go and live out my mid-century 1950s and 60s dreams, this actually is a really good business today. And that was my pitch and is my pitch going forward. We're sort of actively fundraising right now for it. The automat machines, it's 100-year-old technology, but it's really self-service. So You walk in, there's no lines, there's no waiting, there's no tipping. You just walk in, visually look at your food through the windows, tap your credit card, and take it out. Wow. It's a really, really cool, unique experience that we don't have in the United States. There's a couple of them still in Europe that exist, but and I visited them and had really good experiences. And so this really makes sense, business sense today for a really good concept.
And you think within a year, potentially, and I assume Philadelphia would be one of the leaders if you do it.
Philly is it. So we're looking at Philadelphia and New York, which were the major markets for Horn and Hardart. But we're roasting our coffee here. The company is set up here in Philly, and we're looking in, you know, in Philadelphia for our first location.
I'd like to broadcast behind, and they put a nickel in every time they want to hear me talk for you, David, but that's just a dream. Now my producer Dan has been on me over the last three and a half, four years about this crazy notion.
I got a couple of questions, Tom, and I want to underline first the savvy business nature of this guy's decision, because, David, I want to say, like, we're on the precipice now of innovation, of automation, and in the word automation is the word automat, so... Yeah, right here, you almost might be the forefather, the forerunner in food automation to a new degree. I mean, this isn't even what McDonald's or other fast foods are doing, and I'm assuming it's going to be high-quality foods. But I want to know, how far does the automation go? Are you guys working on robotics behind the scenes to make the food? Are you going to have chefs behind the scenes? And what kind of food are these chefs or robots going to be making and putting up there in the little the cabinets or whatever you have to serve the food?
Yeah, so when we're talking about automation in restaurants, we are hearing a lot of, obviously, robots making food, and that's not really my goal. So our goal is to be the best self-service restaurant, you know, quick service that you can go to. So we're really focused on self-service and making that experience the best. From behind the scenes, I still plan on having some people. You know, it's not... I'm not looking to completely eliminate people out of here. And I think if you did that, you do remove some of that human touch. I think it's a little bit of a bleak future if, you know, we just talk to robots all day. So having some of that human touch and human elements in the stores, I think, are really important. So we're looking at how to allow people to serve themselves, but with that, you know, kind of human element, which Horn and Hardart did for almost 100 years.
And I often joke with Dom that I say that food, you know, oh, it's going to be sitting there for 8 hours.
Oh, come on.
As a businessman, we know that there's not going to be food sitting there for 8 hours. You know, you'll have it up there. But because you're not going to have food sitting there and you got to put food up there, I'm sure you got to accommodate for a lot of food waste, no? And how do you accommodate for that? And like, how does it work? Say you have food sitting up there for a while. How do you accommodate that?
So I will say that this is a very hard concept to get right, which is why probably no one else has done it over the past 30 years since the last Horn and Hardart closed. There's a lot of those challenges to think through. And now Horn and Hardart, back in the day, the average time that food sat in the windows was about 3 minutes. So they were very, very high volume, and they knew that, you know, they would put ice cream in, and it wouldn't even, they didn't even have cooled windows, and the ice cream wouldn't even melt before it was taken out. So it was a very, very high volume place. Today, we are going to have cold windows, hot windows, and so the food that's in there is fresh. It will be kept hot or cold, and it is going to be high-quality food. So, yeah, there's some logistics to work through as far as food waste, but, you know, one of the great things Horn and Hardart did for Philadelphia and for New York was they had these day-old shops where all the food went to. And so they had a couple of those across the city, and I would look to, obviously not waste food. You know, we're not going to be throwing away food, so...
David, couldn't be more thrilled. Thank you. Thanks for reviving this. You probably have a sense, but I can tell you in talk radio, people hearing this are already saying, within a year, let's start counting down. That Horn and Hardart is back with a new twist to it of modern life and dealing with it. It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, I've been counting down the days, too, and we're all really excited to see it go from a concept about a year ago and, you know, kind of no menu and just an idea to designs and a menu and a full concept here.
Well, the menu's there.
Are really excited.
You got to tell us
about,
what the best thing you guys are going to serve. What's going to be the featured
item? Menu? Yeah.
I can't release.
Come on.
Sorry, understandable.
But I will say, for this will make Dom happy, about 50% of the menu items are original H&H recipes.
Okay.
So
wow.
A lot of that food does carry over. So if people would like to learn more, you just go to hornandhardart.com, and we've got our plan up there.
Please keep us in the loop. We need a monthly update on Horn and Hardart, so the construction. And would you put it in Center City, David? Do you know?
So we're looking at a couple neighborhoods in Philly. Center City, obviously, is a big one. But
I would give you, if I'd be so bold, there are two. I know you probably have researchers and all, but I would tell you that somewhere in Northeast Philly or somewhere in South Philly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Germantown. You wanted one next
well,
year.
Right. Well, you know, you could do it. I would give you the location off air in Germantown, and I could be there two or three times a day. But South Philly and Northeast Philly, that's a lot of connection to this.
Well, I guess if you could broadcast there two or three times a day and bring all of your listeners, then we've got a really good business. So.
We will be doing that. You can rest assured, David. Thank you, David
Thank you
Arena.
So much.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. All right, David Arena here on Talk Radio 1210. See, everything old again is new
all right, and newer.
All right. I love how that guy...
That turns my whole concept of this thing upside down. I didn't realize things were flying off the shelves that fast then. You know, maybe there isn't salmonella on these things.
I forget what the other item might be. I think they were some kind of beets or something. But I know the rice pudding is, they knew what they were doing.
Keep the menu close to breath, you know. Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm reading the O'Reilly President's book down here. God, O'Reilly is good. Got to get him back on how these presidents actually died. And yesterday, reading that Grant was tired of army cooking, his wife got an Italian chef, and they started having 29 course meals for dinner. 29 courses. And there was something in there.
You don't have it every night, Tom?
Well, no. It was either him or Rutherford B. Hayes were rice pudding.
Ooh, 29 courses.
29 courses. Yeah. Grant. All right. So coming to your calls coming up at 855.
26. Sorry.
839-1210. In addition to that, Cory Booker resurfaces telling us that Donald Trump doesn't love America. We'll play you what the great senator from New Jersey said, Laura Trump.
Closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
There you go, Spartacus. Laura Trump will be here at 1:30 today to talk about hunting down people who violate election laws. And we'll see what you think. All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. Today, the side question, hit us with that all-time mascot, food mascot or other mascots. Laura Trump here at 1:30 today. Saying we're going to track you down. I would prefer hunt you down, but okay. Those that commit any kind of election shenanigans. And they're coming to town, and they mean business. By the way, DJ just got this from Crossing Broad, Dan, that Madden, we're seeing what's going on with Caitlin Clark, and there is a racial edge to it. Over the weekend, again, was ridiculous. But Cooper DeGene might be the first white player that could potentially play cornerback, or at least slot back. Yes. Madden had some guy who couldn't believe that Cooper DeGene is white. He thought it was a mistake, Caucasian, they say. So he put in a picture of Hugh Douglas, a thin Hugh Douglas.
It does look like
Hugh.
It looks like Hugh.
Yes, it looks like Hugh Douglas, a thinner version of him, to play cornerback because we couldn't have a white guy playing cornerback.
That's funny.
Now, I'm not of a football. If it were basketball, I would give a ruling on this. But Cooper DeJean is incredibly athletic. Could he be a guy that could play cornerback? And look, in anything like this, it's a close call. So I don't know if it's something where they think we just can't see a white guy playing cornerback anymore. I would defer to their football judgment on that. But I think he's so athletic, it might be something you see. He'd be the first white cornerback starting. If there's injuries, they throw somebody in there. Since Jason Sehorn. And I remember I thought that too much was made of Sehorn. He was in New York, too many commercials, etc. And the reason was he was the only white guy playing cornerback. That was the suspicion. Now, did the Giants do it intentionally? I'd have to go back and see the minutiae of it. But I remember that's the charge, why he was a big deal.
So I was looking for a Maialata jersey recently, and I noticed when I went to go buy the jersey, I forget which website it was, but they only had like 8 or 9 players you could choose from. And I guess DeJean's jersey's so in demand that he was one of the 8 or 9 Eagles player names that you could choose from to buy a jersey of. And I was like, wow, really? This backup cornerback? I guess it's because since Jason Sehorn. Yeah.
It will be interesting. So I would say the Eagles probably will not do that. You know, and it's hard to tell. Look. NFL teams will do whatever it takes to win. But they're also suspect to, you know, just the world that we live in. And they may not see him in the same way they see somebody else because, you know, it's the worst stereotype than that. I mean, that's pretty limited, the number of guys that are going to be shut out. But is when blacks couldn't play quarterback because of the racial stereotype against that. And now there's almost parity in the NFL. So are there some people out there that are white that could play cornerback? I'd say it's probably an infinitesimal number. But if a guy could, and they would gain a millionth of an inch, I think the NFL would play him. That's the way that it would work. All right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can imagine, it looks like Hugh Douglas, slimmed down, is now playing cornerback for the Eagles. Because the Madden guy said, that can't be Cooper DeJean. They put a phony picture in. My God.
To be fair,
yeah,
I'm sure if you went to a lot of non-first-round rookies in the beta version of Madden, you're going to find non-accurate depictions of them.
Wow. But what kind of game is this that they're doing it?
Well, have you played Madden?
No.
Anyone that plays Madden is hearing this story, and it's like, oh, that's so appropriate. Because Madden's such a broken game that the developers hardly care about besides making money off the players. That doesn't surprise me that they don't care about second rounders.
Well, but wasn't he a first rounder too?
Aren't
they both first round? Isn't he the later first round?
40, right?
Maybe second round. But among the first cornerbacks,
round pick 40 overall. Yeah.
Okay. Well, top 40. Yeah. So I mean, that's the best they can come up with.
It does look very suspect, like Hugh.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. Maybe when he was thinner. Yeah. Okay. Here is Cory Booker now surfacing. For some reason, he was on the Sunday shows. He was on MSNBC.
It's about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I Am Spartacus moment.
That's way back. Last time we saw him prominently was with Kavanaugh trying to stop him. Here's Cory Booker telling us he knows Donald Trump does not love America.
It was reported he called Milwaukee a horrible city. This obviously isn't a new thing for him. He called Washington a filthy and crime-ridden embarrassment. He's called Chicago worse than Afghanistan. He once called Baltimore a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. I mean, these are America's cities. What do you make of his comments and what's driving it?
Well, this is the spirit of the man, and we got to understand this. This is a person who doesn't love America. He demeans and degrades some of our most precious, beloved places. And when he demeans and degrades the places, he demeans and degrades the people that live there, the people that dedicate themselves to teaching in our schools, the firefighters, the police officers, the civic engineers. So many of these cities, I was a mayor of one, went through decades of losing population, losing investment. But there are cities all over America now that are standing back up, having investment come in. Businesses move back to city centers.
Really?
Really exciting stories of promise. We don't need a president that punches down, that beats up, that divides us against each other, that degrades people and places. And it's just disheartening to see one of our major political parties elevating someone who doesn't celebrate America. I mean, the rhetoric of Ronald Reagan, of George Bush Sr., I mean, they were about celebrating this country, lifting this country up.
All right. Now, this is the new tactic. Whether they're all doing it from the playbook or they're freelancing it, they're trying to say they love America. Trump and Trump supporters don't love America. Remember last week we talked about this, their version of this, even though they hate traditional America, they only love America when it's another crazy idea that they have that we're supposed to celebrate it. Speaking of crazy ideas, this is cut eight. Here is the L.A. City Council members removing no U-turn traffic signs. They say that the no U-turn traffic signs are homophobic.
L.A. City Council members Hugo Soto Martinez and Nithya Raman were on hand today to help remove the signs. They say the no cruising and no U-turn signs were put up in the 1990s to prevent people in the gay community from meeting up with other gay people.
What?
I was also surprised that these U-turn signs were still up. And at first, you know, they seem a little, it's just a no U-turn sign. But when you learn the history of it and you realize that these were used to profile gay people, it's so important that we have these removed.
Well, Dan, there is one in
Council members say the signs were put up after the gay community began to grow and because there was a gay bar in that area.
Sorry. There used to be, I'm not sure, it's going south. So coming in from Center City, there's a street where you weren't able to turn left onto this small street in Center City. And it's not because, you know, there's a lot of debris or businesses there, because it was allegedly that between the hours of midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning, something like that. I'm not sure if they took that down apropos of this, but my God.
So wait. Or just, yes. I'm curious, what should they put up instead? Are people just going to be making illegal U-turns nonstop?
Yeah, they're going to be making U-turns now, yes.
And my other question is, I mean, is a lot of Fishbine nervous? Are they going to come after no left turn signs next?
Exactly. Yes, they're all part of it. All right, so I'm a fan of the U-turn. I know they're dangerous and all, but yeah, U-turns are very...
How do you make
gross.
A U-turn with 2 feet on both pedals?
Oh, I had to make several on the way over here today. It's not a problem.
Wait.
All right, Laura Trump is in the on-deck circle. Coming to our area. Made news over the weekend.
Did you miss your turn?
At the big rally in Detroit, a very conservative group, saying, we want to assure you, we are all out sending a warning, no matter what happens in this election... If you're caught up in these election shenanigans, we are coming after you. We're going to hunt you. We're going to track you. We're going to get you. And I hope they do, perfectly legally too, if they win. Send a message for future. Do it even more if you win. And say, we don't care that we won. We're coming after you. That's what's needed, the follow-through on this. If there's not a penalty to pay, you're going to see all kinds of people do all kinds of things in those swing states. Laura, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for what you said over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Well, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And look, it's a must-win election. It's all hands on deck. We're doing everything we possibly can to ensure free, fair, and transparent elections coming up this election cycle. So I appreciate it.
Well, and all you said was we are going to track down, win or lose, and particularly with the wind, it's about time somebody says it. You're not going to get away with some of the stuff that happened in 2020. That's just common sense. And what it does, it reassures, I think, the Trump base that you guys are on top of it this time, because there was some things like Zuckerbucks and all that we didn't know about in 2020.
Well, that's right. Listen, 2020 can never happen again. Let's just start there. I think that the fact that you have half the voters in this country really with completely unanswered questions. So many people who don't feel like 2020 was a completely transparent election. There are still a lot of open-ended issues that we probably will never know the answers to. We can't go back and relitigate that. But what we can do is take what we learned and apply it this election cycle. And that's exactly what we're doing. And I think it's really funny the how upset the folks on the left seem to be with the fact that you have people wanting fair and transparent elections, not just for us, Dom, for every single voter out there, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent. When you go cast a vote on November 5th or in early voting, wherever it is that you live, you should feel confident that your vote counts, because I believe it is our civic duty to vote. I think this is a vital election, and all we want to do is make it more transparent and give people more comfort that there are no shenanigans, there is no funny business happening in this election cycle. And I think it should be told that if you are a person who is willing to go out and blatantly cheat in an election, we intend to prosecute you to the full extent of the law. Don't do it. It's not worth it. We need to make sure that that message resounds loud and clear across this country. I don't take it back. I, in fact, double down on it, because that's the kind of energy we're going to have as we head towards November 5th if we want a chance at winning this thing.
Exactly. And you're the person at the same time who's been the proponent early on, and we got President Trump to sign off on this fairly recently, the mail-in ballot. So you're not hunkered down and say, don't do mail-in ballots, but you are talking about the added layers preemptively here. I know there's a lot of action going on because it's shocking. Some, right here in Pennsylvania, and some of it was done within the system. This wasn't stuff that we didn't know about, like your vote will count coming in 3 days afterward. There are issues, I know, going on with the RNC and properly filling out the mail-in ballot. What happens if you don't?
Yeah, well, listen, we need to ensure that on Election Day, we can declare a victor of this election. And we need to ensure that if you are going to mail in your ballot, you feel comfortable doing that. Donald Trump himself, to your point just a second ago, said, however you can vote and as early as you can vote, we want you to do it. You should feel comfortable going to early vote. You should feel comfortable mailing in your vote if you need to cast your vote absentee, or coming in on Election Day if that's what you want to do. Make a plan and stick with it. But the idea that we have some secretaries of state across the country who want things like taking signature verification methods off of the ballots, taking any sort of dates off of the ballots. We need to know that, you know, who is sending these ballots in. We need signature verification. We need dates on these ballots. We need to ensure that every measure is taken so that we do feel like this election is fair. So we do feel like we know that only people who should be voting in this election are indeed voting in this election. So we've pushed back on a whole host of fronts. Right now, we have 91 lawsuits out in 26 different states, and the issue at hand is making it harder to cheat and easier to vote. That's what we want to do. Anyone who claims otherwise, I hate to tell you, is just flat-out lying to you. And I think the problem the Democrats have right now, Dom, they have such a bad candidate in Joe Biden. They have no winning message because everybody has felt how bad life has gotten over the past 3.5 years with Joe Biden in the White House. They see that now we want to ensure that every American feels comfortable voting however it is they can best vote. We want to encourage early voting because you never know. Life could happen. You have a kid that gets sick, you get sick, bad weather, whatever it is. So they're very upset with this because I can only assume if you want to push back on transparency in an election, you must be a person who wants to have some nefarious activity happen. That is the only thing I can figure. Everyone should want this. Everyone should want more, not less, transparency in an election, and that is what we plan to do from the RNC.
Let's bring in Linda Kearns, too, who's the point person here, retained Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the GOP. Linda, welcome back. And one of the things with Laura here that you and I have talked about, critical, is that on election night, Pennsylvania has put the funding in. You start counting the votes. If your people are tired or whatever, then you bring in your second team, right, to count the votes. That's in 2020. I was on the air with Rich Cioli, and when that vote stopped that night, it was chaos of what people are going to feel about transparency, Linda.
Absolutely. And the Pennsylvania legislature did pass a law that if these counties accept the funding, they have to count for 24 hours. Philadelphia accepted the funding. They counted continuously in the primary. And the election grants, I believe, go out again in August, and we're going to be on top of that and watching that. And, Dom, as you know me well, I've been involved in Pennsylvania elections for 20 years. This is my third cycle with the RNC, and I can tell you that Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump have brought a momentum and a vitality to the RNC that I haven't seen, and I feel completely supported. They're working me to the bone. This is going to be a really long election cycle, but it's all going to be worth it in November, Dom, I promise you.
Well, she's spending a lot of time on this show. I don't know if that's on the clock or not, Laura. I had nothing to do with that. But
We love it. Linda, you're the best. Linda's part of the team that we have out around the country right now, doing exactly what she just said, making sure that we are leaving nothing to chance. And thank you, Linda. That's very nice. Chairman Whatley and I very much appreciate that. But it's something that I think is vital, not just for this election cycle, but for future elections. We cannot call ourselves the United States of America if we do not trust our electoral process. And so we're very grateful for Linda and all the hard work she continues to do. She's basically always on the clock, Dom, from now until November 5th. We love you, Linda. Thank you.
We're fine with that. And she's smart. She's used Talk Radio 1210, Laura, to recruit an army. I know you want to divisions across the country. But Linda, where are we with poll watchers and lawyers, and what are you doing tomorrow with Laura Trump and Mike Whatley?
Right. Well, you know, I always tell your listeners to go to protectthevote.com, and we have a minimal amount of slots left for tomorrow because I've been on your show and we've been recruiting people, so we have a lot of people coming tomorrow. But we opened up the signups. If you go to my Twitter account, I have the link on the Twitter account to sign up tomorrow to go to the event in Newtown with Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley. And then I have another sign up for a lawyers-only event that's later in the day. And I told you on Friday, I can't reveal exactly how many poll watchers that I've recruited because I don't want to reveal those numbers to the Democrats. And we know they listen to your show. But I will tell you that your listeners have been great. And I'm asking for anyone who's listening, again, I know they're going to get sick of me asking, but they have to go to protectthevote.com because I need people, especially in Philadelphia. Because remember, the people who are administering the elections want Biden to win and Trump to lose. So we need our guys to watch their guys.
Absolutely. And Laura, to that point, President Trump coming back to Philadelphia. I was there when he did an event in 2016, and the turnout was fine. But it wasn't a point of emphasis, the breakthrough that's happened with Black and Latino voters coming to the Leocoris Center, which is a nice arena to fill up this Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think you've seen that, to your point, Dom, there has been a huge shift. And I think what you've seen go on is that people who have traditionally voted Democrat are finally waking up to the truth, which is that the Democrats have never had their best interests at heart. They see who was actually fighting for them, and they see who actually made their life better, easier, and overall gave them a shot at the American dream. And it was Donald J. Trump when he was in office. People are smart in this country, and they can compare two presidents and their presidencies right now. And what people all across this country, including Hispanic voters and Black voters who have traditionally always voted for Democrats, are realizing is that it is vital that they get Donald Trump reelected as president of the United States. And so you've seen the response he got when he went to the Bronx, right? 25,000 people showed up. And I think that we are going to see him continue to do events in places where Democrats do not expect him. You saw the Bronx. You saw Detroit this past weekend. We're coming to Philly. We're going to be in Chicago and Atlanta. They are going to be so upset on the Democrat side because Donald Trump believes if you ask people to vote for you, they will indeed vote for you because they know that life was better with him in office. And so he's excited to come there. You're going to see a lot of us in Pennsylvania, a lot of us, especially in Philadelphia, as Linda just mentioned. We really need people who actually live in Philadelphia to come be part of the election integrity team. The rules are such that those are the only people who can actually work in those polling locations. Protectthevote.com. Linda, I'll go ahead and say it again because it's so important. So Donald Trump will be there soon. I will be there soon. You're going to get so sick of having Trumps in Pennsylvania that I hope everybody turns out early, votes big, and we win this thing and go to bed very early on November 5th, knowing that Donald Trump will be the 47th president.
Anytime. We have a special VIP room ready to go for any Trumps that would like to come there. We'll be at Mulligan's.
Perfect.
The Giordano Summer White House. Summer White House in Wildwood, New Jersey.
There you
big
go.
Trump country. If you're by, swing the helicopter and land on the lawn. We're ready to go.
They give me a card, Dom, but that's okay. I'll tell my father-in-law.
All right. Thank you. Please do tell him that. Hey, Laura, thank you very much. Linda, have a great event tomorrow, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right. Linda Kearns, Laura Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, shameless plug. Dan, Joey M came to the table last, was it Saturday night? Ro likes the music, La Cucina over on Pacific, right? And he came out and he's heard about Mulligan's, and then a bunch of listeners were there who had been to Mulligan's before.
I love it.
And said, how early should they get there? They're a little bit wary. I said, if you come at 11:30, I don't know about the parking lot there. It's a big parking lot, but Scott Presler, when he lands, anything could happen on Dom Day. And a cast of other thousands, and of course, that great tribute band that we have in studio that you have to go there early to set up with because it's such a big operation this Friday.
So, can't wait.
Yep. All right, here's how you get in now. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board right now. Give me your reaction to all that. You got the side question on the mascots. And again, this is vital. You heard what Laura Trump said at the end. Why can you not be a poll watcher if you want to come from Bucks or Delaware County and watch the polls in Philadelphia? They don't want it that way because they control Philadelphia and they know in certain places. Why don't they want us watching the polls in Philadelphia? I mean, what would happen if somebody from Bucks County, it's not a foreign country, they're not coming from Canada or something. Why can't they watch polls there? Why? There is no reason. It's ridiculous. But they don't want, they want as few polls to be watched by Republicans as possible. And there will be a lot of pressure on various people to cheat. That's how big this election is. So letting them know that whatever happens on that date, we're going to track you, hunt you down, and we're going to prosecute you to the full extent of the law. What's wrong with that? Why would that be a... It's a promise, not a threat. It's just the law.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
In your second team, right, to count the votes, that's in 2020, I was on the air with Rich Cioli. And when that vote stopped that night, it was chaos of what people are going to feel about transparency, Linda.
Absolutely. And the Pennsylvania legislature did pass a law that if these counties accept the funding, they have to count for 24 hours. Philadelphia accepted the funding. They counted continuously in the primary. And the election grants, I believe, go out again in August, and we're going to be on top of that and watching that. And, Dom, as you know me well, I've been involved in Pennsylvania elections for 20 years. This is my third cycle with the RNC, and I can tell you that Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump have brought a momentum and a vitality to the RNC that I haven't seen, and I feel completely supported. They're working me to the bone. This is going to be a really long election cycle, but it's all going to be worth it in November, Dom, I promise you.
Well, she's spending a lot of time on this show. I don't know if that's on the clock or not, Laura. I had nothing to do with that. But
We love it. Linda, you're the best. Linda's part of the team that we have out around the country right now, doing exactly what she just said, making sure that we are leaving nothing to chance. And thank you, Linda. That's very nice. Chairman Whatley and I very much appreciate that. But it's something that I think is vital, not just for this election cycle, but for future elections. We cannot call ourselves the United States of America if we do not trust our electoral process. And so we're very grateful for Linda and all the hard work she continues to do. She's basically always on the clock, Dom, from now until November 5th. We love you, Linda. Thank you.
We're fine with that. And she's smart. She's used Talk Radio 1210, Laura, to recruit an army. I know you want to divisions across the country. But, Linda, where are we with poll watchers and lawyers? And what are you doing tomorrow with Laura Trump and Mike Whatley?
Right. Well, you know, I always tell your listeners to go to protectthevote.com, and we have a minimal amount of slots left for tomorrow because I've been on your show and we've been recruiting people. So we have a lot of people coming tomorrow, but we opened up the signups. If you go to my Twitter account, I have the link on the Twitter account to sign up tomorrow to go to the event in Newtown with Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley. And then I have another sign up for a lawyers only event that's later in the day. And I told you on Friday, I can't reveal exactly how many poll watchers that I've recruited because I don't want to reveal those numbers to the Democrats. And we know they listen to your show, but I will tell you that your listeners have been great. And I'm asking for anyone who's listening. Again, I know they're going to get sick of me asking, but they have to go to protectthevote.com because I need people, especially in Philadelphia. So, because remember, the people who are administering the elections want Biden to win and Trump to lose. So we need our guys to watch their guys.
Absolutely. And Laura, to that point, President Trump coming back to Philadelphia. I was there when he did an event in 2016, and the turnout was fine. But it wasn't a point of emphasis, the breakthrough that's happened with Black and Latino voters coming to the Leocoris Center, which is a nice arena to fill up this Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think you've seen that, to your point, Dom, there has been a huge shift. And I think what you've seen go on is that people who have traditionally voted Democrat are finally waking up to the truth, which is that the Democrats have never had their best interests at heart. They see who was actually fighting for them, and they see who actually made their life better, easier, and overall gave them a shot at the American dream. And it was Donald J. Trump when he was in office. People are smart in this country, and they can compare two presidents and their presidencies right now. And what people all across this country, including Hispanic voters and Black voters who have traditionally always voted for Democrats, are realizing is that it is vital that they get Donald Trump reelected as president of the United States. And so you've seen the response he got when he went to the Bronx, right? 25,000 people showed up. And I think that we are going to see him continue to do events in places where Democrats do not expect him. You saw the Bronx. You saw Detroit this past weekend. We're coming to Philly. We're going to be in Chicago and Atlanta. They are going to be so upset on the Democrat side because Donald Trump believes if you ask people to vote for you, they will indeed vote for you because they know that life was better with him in office. And so he's excited to come there. You're going to see a lot of us in Pennsylvania, a lot of us, especially in Philadelphia. As Linda just mentioned, we really need people who actually live in Philadelphia to come be part of the election integrity team. The rules are such that those are the only people who can actually work in those polling locations. Protectthevote.com. Linda, I'll go ahead and say it again because it's so important. So Donald Trump will be there soon. I will be there soon. You're going to get so sick of having Trumps in Pennsylvania that I hope everybody turns out early, votes big, and we win this thing and go to bed very early on November 5th, knowing that Donald Trump will be the 47th president.
Anytime, we have a special VIP room ready to go for any Trumps that would like to come there. We'll be at Mulligan's.
Perfect.
The Giordano Summer White House, in Wildwood, New Jersey, big
go.
Trump country. If you're by, swing the helicopter and land on the lawn. We're ready to go.
They give me a card, Dom, but that's okay. I'll tell my father-in-law.
All right. Thank you. Please do tell him that. Hey, Laura, thank you very much. Linda, have a great event tomorrow, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right. Linda Kearns, Laura Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, shameless plug. Dan, Joey M. Came to the table last, was it Saturday night? Roe likes the music, La Cucina over on Pacific, right? And he came out and he's heard about Mulligan's, and then a bunch of listeners were there who have been to Mulligan's before.
I love it.
And said, how early should they get there? They're a little bit wary. I said, if you come at 11:30, I don't know about the parking lot there. It's a big parking lot, but Scott Presler, when he lands, anything could happen on Dom Day. And a cast of other thousands, and of course, that great tribute band that we have in studio that you have to go there early to set up with because it's such a big operation this Friday.
So, can't wait.
Yep. All right, here's how you get in now. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board right now. Give me your reaction to all that. You got the side question on the mascots. And again, this is vital. You heard what Laura Trump said at the end. Why can you not be a poll watcher if you want to come from Bucks or Delaware County and watch the polls in Philadelphia. They don't want it that way because they control Philadelphia, and they know in certain places, why don't they want us watching the polls in Philadelphia? I mean, what would happen if somebody from Bucks County, it's not a foreign country, they're not coming from Canada or something. Why can't they watch polls there? Why? There is no reason. It's ridiculous. But they don't want, they want as few polls to be watched by Republicans as possible. And there will be a lot of pressure on various people to cheat. That's how big this election is. So letting them know that whatever happens on that date, we're going to track you, hunt you down, and we're going to prosecute you to the full extent of the law. What's wrong with that? Why would that be a... It's a promise, not a threat. It's just the law.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.